This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. I opened up hour number one by mentioning some good news that the Democrats' party advantage completely disappeared. An article in the New York Times indicates they're very worried about that, Democrats and liberals, that it's a dead even tie now between Republicans and Democrats. And that 66.2 million Americans have dropped off food stamp rolls under Donald Trump, saving the country $9 billion a year. You think that's nothing? You think that's nothing at all? Doesn't matter? Chicken feed? Maybe you're not paying taxes. And that Trump's plan to slow border crossings is working. The numbers are down by about 60% in the month of August because Mexico is finally shutting down the border. I also had no time to mention that the line for a Trump rally forms 48 hours early in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He's holding a rally today, right about now, 7 p.m. Eastern, so maybe on right now, in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And the line was forming 48 hours early. I printed this out over the weekend. 48 hours early. And Democrats can't get 200 people excited in a room, and they think they're going to win the election. They're not. So Trump is still doing a great job. Great job. By the way, I wanted to mention, I try and tell you everything, good and bad. Todd Palin, Sarah Palin's husband, has filed for divorce from Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. They've been married for 31 years, and a document filed Friday in Anchorage Superior Court, Todd Palin, 55, asked to dissolve the marriage, citing incompatibility of temperament between the parties such they find it impossible to live together as husband and wife. The divorce uses initials rather than full names, but identifies the couple's marriage date, birth date of their only child who is a minor, Trig Palin. The filing asks for joint custody of the child. Anchorage attorney Kimberly Colbo, representing Todd Palin of the divorce, and Colbo said she would ask the court to designate the divorce confidential as it moves forward. Palin was elected governor of Alaska in 2006. She rose to national prominence in 2008 when John McCain chose her as his vice presidential running mate. They lost to Obama and of course, Joe Biden. The marriage of Sarah and Todd, a commercial fisherman and a snow machine racer and oil field worker, was frequently on display in TV interviews, reality shows, books, and other media appearances. And then Palin resigned as governor in 2009. And by the way, I said at the time, giant, giant, giant mistake. Never resign mid-office. Never. Even if you don't like it anymore, even if you can't stand it anymore, it just doesn't matter. You can't do it. Because people think you're a quitter. And you'll notice Sarah Palin, who I thought was great, has never been heard from again. People think you're a quitter. They don't like quitters. And that's why you're never heard from again. So, bad news for Sarah Palin. Her husband, feel bad for her. Feel bad for the family, been through it, know what it's about, and it's never a good thing. Also feel bad for my friend Anthony Scaramucci, because I think what he's doing is just embarrassing and pathetic and ridiculous. He sat down for an interview with Yahoo Finance Canada during the Toronto Global Forum, and he said some really screwed up things, again, as usual. Scaramucci says Trump's in severe mental decline, unfit for office. He doesn't think Trump's trade war with China will trigger a recession before the election. It could well after the election. He praised Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trudeau's a good-looking guy, and the president is a fat blob and looks disgusting, Scaramucci said. Scaramucci says Trump bullies people because he has self-esteem of a pigeon. He also says Foreign Affairs Minister Christina Freeland has done a very good job during trade talks. I mean, everything he's saying is the opposite of what a conservative believes. And that's because Scaramucci, A, either never was a conservative, isn't one now, never was one, or B, he's just saying whatever will make Hollywood happy. That's what I believe. I've said that from the very beginning. He's looking for his own TV show. This just in, Jerry Nadler accuses Trump of crimes and corruption and schedules a vote on procedures for impeachment investigation against Trump. Never gives up, never stops. Speaking of a fat blob, Jerry Nadler, House Judiciary Chairman, announced today his committee will vote this Thursday to officially formalize procedures to set up hearings to determine whether the Democrat-controlled House will introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump. Never in the history of the world has there been impeachment based on nothing. This is based on nothing. Now, don't tell me that Clinton's was based on nothing. And by the way, Clinton's was wrong, too. Republicans, in retrospect, made a mistake trying to indict someone over sex. Because Americans don't care about your sex life. They don't. It's none of their damn business. They don't care. I always thought they should care back then. It wasn't about cheating. I never said he should be impeached over, say, Jennifer Flowers or Paula Jones. He should have been impeached over having sex with an intern in the White House. I always thought Americans were asleep at the switch. But guess what? They didn't care. Because the economy was so good under Clinton. And it really was good under Clinton. They said, who cares? We got jobs. We're making money. Don't rock the boat. The guy had sex. Who cares? Well, I say it matters when you have sex with an intern and you're the boss. Isn't that the Me Too movement? You're not allowed to have sex with someone who works directly under you and you're in a position of power. But that goes for like a division head. What about a little old intern and the president of the frickin' free world and the United States of America, commander of the military and CEO of the economy? The biggest economy in world history. Talk about power over somebody. Talk about the Me Too movement. Talk about a sexual assault because the other person has no choice. When the president asks a little young intern to have sex, she's going to do it. So that was really bad. And I always thought it was really bad. And then he lied under oath on top of that. So there were a couple of really good grounds to get him. So I never had a problem with it. But in retrospect, I wish we'd never done it. Because in the end, what matters is not what I think, it's what the American people think. And the American people think you don't indict a president over, impeach a president over a little sex. Now, an intern is not a little sex. An intern in the White House is not a little sex. But that's what people thought. So, okay, people win. I'm always a man of the people. I believe the people know better. If that's what they think, then that's fine. But then how would you think the people would respond to you trying to impeach Trump over what? Over a payoff from 10 years ago, 10 years before you became president, you had sex with Stormy Daniels and some other girl? And you think that the American people would care about? These weren't young interns, 19 years old, in the White House. It didn't happen while he was president. Nobody gives a damn. And the girl who asked for the payoff should be charged with 20 years in jail for extortion. I notice you're not doing that. They're not in trouble. This whole thing's ridiculous. What impeachment? Nadler said in a statement Monday, the president's crimes and corruption extend beyond what is detailed in the Mueller report. Yeah, because you couldn't find anything. They spent, what, $40 million? 19 angry Democrat donors? The best prosecutors in the world who could indict a ham sandwich and they couldn't find anything on Trump? And it's beyond that. Yeah, because you didn't find anything you wanted in your witch hunt with Mueller. Another interesting news story, because this keeps happening. A ship full of global warming experts get stuck in Arctic ice. In 2009, two global warming activists were hoping to reach Greenland's polar ice cap in a solar and wind power yacht. They ran into cold and stormy weather and had to be rescued by an oil tanker. In December of 2013, a Russian expedition ship carrying global warming scientists got stuck in ice. A Chinese icebreaker sent to rescue the scientists got stuck in ice. And now the Arctic tour ship MS Malmo had to be rescued this week after getting stuck in the ice off Longyearbyen Archipelago, halfway between Norway and the North Pole. A bunch of climate change warriors caught in ice again and had to be evacuated. 16 passengers on board stuck in ice September 3rd, halfway between Norway and the North Pole. The ship is on an Arctic tour with climate change documentary film team and tourists concerned with climate change and melting Arctic ice. All 16 climate change warriors evacuated by helicopter in challenging conditions. 7 crew members on board waiting for Coast Guard ship assistance. If that doesn't make you just laugh at how stupid liberals are, I don't know what does. But actually, if that doesn't make you laugh, I probably have a better one for you. I probably have a better one. Representative Joe Cunningham's wife. He's a Democratic congressman. His wife says it's mind-blowing that the congressional health insurance doesn't cover marriage therapy, therapy and marriage counseling. Basic, well-known needs. Folks, what is it you want insurance to cover? I mean, should my car insurance cover when I get my thumb stuck on the wheel and my nail comes off? Should it cover that? Should it cover oil changes? How about gas? I guess every time I fill up, I should expect auto insurance to cover my gas. Do you realize congressmen have the best health insurance in the world? It's almost like everything in life is covered. If you're a congressman, I think it's a joke. They should have to live with the same insurance as the rest of us. They shouldn't be getting anything different than us. But his congressman, Joe Cunningham's wife, is furious. Their taxpayer-subsidized health care plan declined to pay for therapy sessions. She says, her name's Amanda Cunningham. They've already got a gold plan. It's not good enough for her. She told her Instagram followers she'd be urging her husband to do something about it. I'm going to have a little bit of a rant here, she said, because I think this is important. I've been going over my not-a-bill here from Blue Cross Blue Shield, realizing that once again all of my mental health therapy sessions are denied in addition to all of our marriage counseling sessions. This is just mind-blowing to me that these basic well-known needs are still being denied. It's unbelievable to me. So I'm reaching out to my congressman, yes, my husband, and saying, what can we do about this? Let's write a bill on the floor. This is ridiculous. So she's a nutcase. She needs mental therapy, and they need marriage counseling to stay married, and I, the taxpayer, should pay for it because you don't want to pay the bill. Democrat. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and
letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is AmFest 19, the most entertaining political event in Trump Fest of the year. I've been talking about this on radio for 3 months. And the time is here, man. This event is October 10th to 12th. So you have just about almost exactly to the day, 1 month from today, to book your flights and to book your hotel. It's going on at the Trump Doral Hotel in Miami, Florida, October 10th to 12th, for anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast. This is the event for you. AmFest 19, headline speakers: Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk, Brandon Straka of Walkaway, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump love fest. AmFest 19 is in beautiful, sexy, sizzling Miami, Florida, and it features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament and a golf tournament and a comedy night and a pool party and a yacht party and a fashion show and a movie screening and a Women for Trump social and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sexy, sizzling Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. I'm one of the featured speakers, Wayne Allyn Root. Head to Miami now. Trump Doral, AmericanPriority.com. All right, so this just in: Obama-appointed activist judge, Federal Judge John Tiger, reinstates the block on Trump's asylum ban. Folks, this is just starting to get so ridiculous. Our entire judiciary is filled with communist scum. Little communist socialist scumbags whose goal in life is to help an invasion of America and let in foreigners who are here illegally to get welfare and food stamps for the rest of their lives and bankrupt us with all their kids in school and all their kids' medical bills and all their medical bills and pay no taxes into the system and just destroy this country and overwhelm the system. And they're all Obama-appointed activist judges. And they're always from San Francisco or Washington, D.C. or Hawaii. You ever notice that? The three places in life that Obama is from. Hawaii, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. Three places where all the Obama lights are from, and the Obama heavies are from, and the Obama twins are from. Anybody who thinks like Obama is in either Washington, D.C., San Francisco, or Hawaii. Judge John Tiger, a U.S. District Judge in San Francisco, reinstated a block on President Trump's asylum ban. I keep saying this on the air. Let one person in because of this judge, and that person kills someone, I would charge this judge with being accomplished to murder. This is never going to end until you do that, folks. If a judge with his brilliant liberalism lets in a murderer who kills my kid, I want that judge to face murder charges. And until you do that, this is never going to end. These people are crazy. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals narrowed Tiger's ruling to only apply to border states within his jurisdiction, such as California and Arizona. But Tiger on Monday issued an order granting a motion to restore the injunction nationwide rather than just the two border states. Why does anyone care what this guy thinks? What right has he got to overturn an entire Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals? Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan blasted the ruling on Monday, said it was the result of unprecedented judicial activism. Previously, a D.C. judge declined to stop the new asylum policy, so Obama's activist judge, John Tiger, stepped in, as if he was elected by the American people to make all the decisions on open borders and illegal immigration. This isn't the first time Judge Tiger stepped in and abused his power from the bench. In November, the same guy, Judge Tiger, same guy, blocked Trump's asylum policy if the migrants entered the U.S. through a port of entry. What a joke. What a joke. What you're dealing with here is just communists and socialists and America haters whose goal in life is to destroy the country. And that's why Michelle Malkin has a new book out called Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction? And I can answer Michelle, okay? Michelle's book is basically, if I read it quickly here, I'm going to have her on the show the next week or so. I told Andrew Paul, my producer, to get her on. But it's about open borders, who's funding America's destruction. It looks to me like she agrees with me, which is it's all about the people making money on illegals coming in. But she's not mentioning, I don't think, people making money on the drugs coming in. There are billions of dollars a week. I believe the number is $500 billion a year made by the Mexican drug cartels bringing drugs in and about $100 billion a year bringing people in. I don't think that number includes sex trafficking of sex workers and young children for pedophiles. So you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of billions, maybe six, maybe $700 billion a year. You don't think they take 10% off the top as like finder's fees and give it to the Democratic Party to keep the borders open? You're damn right they do. When we get back, I'll talk about it. These people are so corrupt, it's disgusting.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We are securing the border like it hasn't been before, that is moving rapidly right now. It's moving very rapidly.
President Trump, when asked about the southern border while chatting with reporters outside the White House, the president says that Democrats must work with him to reform the immigration system.
We'd have total protection if the Democrats would get rid of the loopholes, which are there. They could do it in, as I say, 15 minutes.
The president in North Carolina for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. 18 years after the September 11th terrorist attacks left thousands of Americans dead, the Senate Homeland Security Committee is taking a look at the new threats facing Americans. Committee Chair, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, lays out the goals at the top.
To look back and assess what has transpired since that awful day, what has and what has not been effective, and maybe most important, what has changed.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code You.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root.
raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root. Raw and unfiltered. Otherwise known as War, my initials. A lot of Democrats always call up and go, why does he call himself War? I swear Democrats couldn't spell cat if I spotted them the C and the A. Because it's my initials, you numbnut. I was born Wayne Allyn-Root, real name. My initials, War, at Mount Vernon Hospital in Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. It was a great year, 1961. That is my real name. That's why I'm called War, you idiots. Swiss America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's time to cash in on the 21st century gold rush, and I mean literally. I've been a buyer and a collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. Central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe central bankers know something you don't? Matter of fact, it was announced today that China bought a ton of gold, just bought a ton of gold. Because gold is what you use to protect against trade wars or real wars or stock market crashes or dollar crashes or other sorts of crises in the world, economic crises, worldwide Great Depression. If you think bad things are coming, I think they are, but not for America, for the world. I think the world is basically in right now a global recession. I think America is not. And I think there's some bad signs and we got to be careful. But Donald Trump has kept us out of it. We're the only country in the world that isn't in it. And I think it's going to get a lot worse. But I think we're going to be okay because of Trump. But gold prices are up $200 an ounce in just the last 60 days. And in the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. Now 60 days. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush, but who you buy from is more important than anything else. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of millions of clients. So you need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. SwissAmerica.com. All right, we've got our guest here. It is Liz Peek. She's a columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is LizPeek.com, as in Liz, L-I-Z, Peek, P-E-E-K, LizPeek.com. Welcome back to the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. Liz, how are you?
I'm terrific. I'm delighted to join you.
You know, my theory is that Democrats do occasionally win races, not too often, but they do win races only because they promise people lots and lots of free stuff. And who wouldn't want free stuff, right? Well, they seem to have changed their MO, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. Instead of offering free stuff, now they're telling you we're going to take a lot of stuff away from you. Your car, planes, your sandwiches, your cheeseburgers, your steaks, your cows in general. You're not allowed to have cows because they fart. I mean, it seems to me when you tell people I'm going to take all this stuff away from you and life's going to be miserable and you're going to live in the dark, they're probably not going to like your message and smile a lot and feel warm and fuzzy. I think they're turning everybody off with this whole Green New Deal nonsense.
Well, look, I think that you're totally right. I think everyone pretends to care a great deal about global warming and climate change, but we have seen in election and election, not only in this country, but also in Australia, that when it comes to the moment of actually pulling the lever in favor of policies that take away things that you want, like cheap energy, for example, people don't vote that way. And it is interesting. I mean, I really thought the CNN 7-hour marathon on climate change was just a disaster for Democrats. Every one of the candidates tripping over each other to promise more taxpayer money going to projects that, as you point out, really aren't that popular to begin with. So, yes, I think they've kind of just lost their marbles on this. And, of course, it all comes down to millennial voters. They all think that millennials, which, by the way, are a very big voting bloc now, as big as boomers for the first time in 2020, these young people are going to be much more influential. Democrats are convinced, and they're not totally wrong, that the number one issue for such voters is climate change. But to your point, I think the rest of America, I mean, at some point, they're going to get out of this primary season and they have to face off against Donald Trump. with the rest of the country. And I don't think the rest of the country is really going to buy this. So, you know, think about it. I mean, I mentioned a couple of things in a recent piece that are just sort of incomprehensible to me. Pennsylvania, a very big swing state. Elizabeth Warren and others are promising to ban fracking. Fracking has been enormous for Pennsylvania, providing hundreds of thousands of jobs, billions in tax revenues. I really don't think the normal people of Pennsylvania are going to say, yeah, this has been a total disaster for our state. We need to get rid of it. Really bad plan.
Yeah, when a lot of people don't even realize the repercussions, it's the synergy. So if a guy loses his job or a gal loses their job, that is involved with energy in some way, you know, dirty fossil fuel, and it pays them $100,000 to $150,000 a year, which, by the way, there was a study about 10 years ago that said the average energy job in Texas, meaning oil job, pays $150,000 a year. So I would guess that all these fracking jobs pay numbers like that 10 years later or higher. And so people are making $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 a year. It isn't just that they would lose their job. It's that they would not be able to spend, so real estate will go down, and the neighborhood store would not get as many people buying, and the supermarket will get not as many people buying, and the movie theater won't be as busy, and the restaurants won't be as busy, and McDonald's won't be as busy. It just reverberates to the entire economy, and none of these people seem to get it. You'd kill all jobs in this country that are good jobs that pay $100,000. I mean, there's lots of crappy jobs. You can always work for $30,000, but you can't find a lot of $100,000 jobs outside of dirty fossil fuel.
Well, that's exactly correct. But the ramifications of the all-out war against fossil fuels are really enormous. Number one, any kind of switch, major changeover to renewable energy is going to mean that the average American is going to be spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars more every year on electricity. People don't understand that this is not an equivalent thing. Wind power, yes, in some essence, is free, but the truth is right now, wind and solar are still being heavily subsidized by the American government because we do not have the infrastructure in place to make it competitive with oil and gas. People also don't understand that the incredible boom in fracking and the uncovering of 100 years' worth of natural gas reserves has driven down the price of natural gas, but also meant that our emissions are lower than they were 5 or 10 years ago in this country. Nowhere else, literally, no other country can claim that. Europe, which makes enormous amounts of self-satisfied noises about the climate agreement in Paris and so forth, Europe has not met their climate targets for years because it doesn't work. You can't just all of a sudden build a lot of windmills offshore and expect that to really replace the very steady and reliable energy that you're getting from hydrocarbons. It just doesn't work. So, you know, there's just so much ignorance on this topic that is driving the conversation and so much short-sightedness. But again, none of that really matters. It's all about millennial votes and the fact that we've allowed climate alarmists to tell the country, and you know, you've heard this from AOC and other people, that they've got 12 years before this relentless, you know, warming takes place to a point where the Earth is going to basically cease to exist. I mean, honestly, the hyperbole and hysteria about this is almost incomprehensible. And I think, you know, I think the good news is most Americans are kind of common sense and they're sitting there saying, hey, it is warmer. We're worried about this. Do we really want to turn our economy upside down to deal with it? Probably not.
Well, and I've always argued that, you know, you don't need to guess. Look at Spain. Does nobody? I don't understand. I've been on this jag for like 10 years now. In early 2000, and we're talking to Liz Peek. Liz Peek is the columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website's LizPeek.com. Early 2000, Liz, Spain decided to become the green energy capital of Europe. And they decided to reconfigure their entire economy away from fossil fuel and into green energy only and create millions of green energy jobs. And what Spain did was forced themselves into a Great Depression, and their real estate collapsed, and their electric bills tripled, and the middle class was decimated, and people were just in horrible shape, and Spain was a bankrupt nation, and they learned a lesson. I don't know if they learned a lesson. I think they've gone away from that now, but I mean, America should learn a lesson. It happened already. The green energy capital of Europe became an economic basket case, and don't forget Venezuela. That had nothing to do with climate change or green energy, but as soon as they adopted socialist views, they became a basket case, you know, going from the wealthiest country, most prosperous country in Latin America to a country that's in so much trouble. People are drinking sewage water and eating animals at the zoo because there is no food on the shelves. So, I don't know what else to say.
No, and the problem is, the sad thing is, the tragic thing is, none of this informs Democrat talking points because they don't really care. These are not serious policies. These are things they can talk about on a stage, get a lot of attention, and they hope, attract low-information voters to go and vote for them on Election Day. I mean, that's kind of what it's all about. It isn't really serious.
Hey, let's get a quick answer.
About.
Hey, Liz Peek, you hear the music. We got to go soon, but give me a quick answer in about 30 seconds. Are we headed towards a recession? What are your thoughts?
I think not. I think our economy, because the consumer is still doing very, very well, and the jobs market is so tight, I think our economy is going to continue to grow, not as fast as we'd like, partly because the rest of the world, as you mentioned earlier, is slowing down.
Right. I'm with you. And by the way, also because we've never killed Obamacare, so middle-class people are paying $1,000 to $2,000 a month for health insurance instead of $300 to $500. So that's taking a lot of money out of people's pockets. Obamacare is the same problem it was under Obama. We haven't solved the thing yet. So I think there's a bunch of reasons why we're slowing down a little bit, but we're still in pretty good shape compared to the Obama years and compared to the rest of the world. Liz Peek, columnist for Fox News and the Hill. Website, LizPeek.com. Liz, thanks for coming on again.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a good night.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, here for real water. You all know I love a smart bet. I was at a party, was telling my good friends Brent and Amy Jones, the owners of Real Water, how my national radio show is the hottest in the country. And I have the greatest fans in all of America, and Brent and Amy are listeners too. They're business owners, they're big Trump supporters, my kind of people. I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. Real Water supplies all the water for this radio show free, so I really thank Brent and Amy for that. But I became addicted because they did that, and now I drink it everywhere. I told Brent the listeners to my radio show could make his Real Water sales soar. And I bet, Brent, if I promoted his Real Water, that my listeners, you, would trust me and give it a try. And not just any try, that you would specifically go to Sprouts, try Real Water, and let the store know that War sent you. Brent wants to see if the War Army can single-handedly move the needle at Sprouts. Over the next few weeks, go to Sprouts Markets, get some Real Water, be sure to tell them War sent you. And by the way, Real Water is available at Sprouts at a special discounted rate. Thanks for helping me with this, and I'll let you know how Brent's face looks when I win the bet. He's going to owe me one heck of a fancy dinner of steak and Real Water, and he's going to love it because it means his sales went way up. Thank you. Go to Sprouts. Get Real Water. Tell them War sent you. I opened the show by giving you some good news, and I'll give you some more good news. The International Police Union Associations endorsed Trump's campaign for re-election for President of the United States. International Police Union Associations, serving over 100,000 members, have become early endorsers for the re-election of President Trump. But now they formally endorse the campaign for the re-election of President Trump. And today, Sam Cabral announced that the International Union of Police Associations, AFL CEO, has formally endorsed the campaign for the re-election of President Trump. So it's all official now. Now, he's done more for law enforcement in the past 2.5 years than was accomplished in the 8 years of Obama, and has undone some of the harmful acts of his predecessor. Trump signed an order that once again provided law enforcement agencies with life-saving surplus military equipment, especially armored vehicles that have saved the lives of countless police and civilians. He directed the Attorney General to develop a strategy that will aggressively prosecute criminals who attack law enforcement. He provided more than $100 million to help communities hire more law enforcement officers. He championed and signed the Mental Health and Wellness Act that improved police access to mental health service. And he's resumed capital punishment of federal prisoners sentenced to death after nearly two decades of pause. He's made our communities safe again. So big endorsement for President Trump from law enforcement. Also earlier in the show, I mentioned that a van had been found in Baltimore in advance of President Trump's trip there, filled with gallons of gasoline. And now, breaking news, a second suspicious van filled with hundreds of gallons of gasoline has been found in Baltimore County ahead of the GOP retreat. Baltimore Fire Department has reported they're on the scene of a second van carrying 660 gallons of gasoline hours after one holding 1,000 gallons of gasoline found in a parking structure 0.8 miles from where the House GOP is scheduled to host their retreat on Thursday. Who's appearing at that retreat but the President of these United States? So if that doesn't give you the willies, I don't know what does. Also, earlier in this show, I mentioned that I was going to talk about these trips Democratic congressmen, Democrat congressmen, I never call them Democratic anymore. The articles always say Democratic. I like to say Democrat. They're Democrats. They're not Democratic. And House Democrats made mysterious trips to Mexico, and many of them admitted they were giving advice to illegals on how to get into America. Now, House Republicans are demanding details on these trips. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are calling on their Democratic colleagues. See, again, it says Democratic. They should say Democrat. Make an agreement here. All conservative media should only say Democrat, colleagues, to provide more details about a series of trips taken to Mexico while staff were touring border detention facilities amid reports that some of these Democrats are involved in coaching migrants on how to exploit U.S. immigration law. What do you call that? You know what I call it? It's treason. What else would you call that except treason? And then while we're on the topic of Baltimore, Baltimore's on track for record homicides as the city descends into chaos. Baltimore had another violent weekend, reminiscent of Chicago, another Democrat city. Seven shot, two fatally in 16 hours, as the homicide count reaches 240 in the year 2019. They used to call Baltimore Charm City. Isn't that charming? In the span of 16 hours, seven people are shot, two fatally. And at this point, they're heading for record numbers of homicides. They're already at 240 in this year. So this should be another all-time record in the city of Baltimore as it descends into chaos. And at the same time that's happening, a 61-year-old homeowner faces four armed home intruders, this is in Florida, with AR-15s, and kills two of them. And one was wearing a Jason mask. I mean, this is what you face in the United States of America. I think I got the story slightly wrong, though. He killed two of the four armed home intruders with his AR-15, is what it looks like. 61-year-old Florida man shot and killed two of four intruders during a home invasion robbery in Summerfield, Florida, in July. They broke into his home late at night. Homeowner was using an AR-15 during the incident. One of the intruders is wearing a Jason mask over his head. And a homeowner defended his life and his family's life. He was injured himself, but he killed two intruders. Two other robbery suspects detained near the scene. That's good news, man. Once again, an AR-15 is used for good stuff, to defend law-abiding taxpayers who use their guns in a positive way when they're faced with horrific force. Four people breaking into your house with Jason masks in the movie. I mean, you got to be kidding me. He did a good thing. Guns in the hands of good people are good.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.org.